you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast, it's all up in your mom's ass. Big J kills them like O.J. Simpson. A quick, if the fingerless glove don't fit. Get break quick by that big dick Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Or get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. And natural born killers, legion of skanks.
Welcome to the club!
Dude, it took a second for me to like kind of, I mean, not for Skankfest. For Skankfest as a venue, it was you guys fucking out of the park, dude. That place is great.
Oh, you went there?
I was there yesterday, yeah.
Oh, it's perfect for Skankfest, yeah.
It was great. And then the room that I'm going to use for it, man, like we really, it took a while to kind of get the vision of what we're going to do, but it's going to be fucking awesome, dude. It's really great.
It's going to be awesome no matter what. I think that sometimes you have to sort of let the pieces fall where they're going to fall. And, you know, it'll be great. The constants are great. It's going to be you with our fucking audience, the most hyped audience in the world to fucking right. See you. We could put you in a warehouse. We could put you down by the docks. We could put you in a swampland. It doesn't really matter.
No, it matters for the look of the filming.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure that Las Vegas has all of those
swamp,
all of those
good
areas.
But I'm doing it in the room with the lanterns.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. I'm excited, man. Good fucking call in that place.
I'm excited for you, dude. You pumped about Skankfest? Or are you just all nervous about your fucking dumb special now?
I'm not nervous at all.
Well, you should be because it's dumb.
Yeah, it's dumb. Stupid ass. Fucking bitch.
Nah, that's great, man. I'm getting excited about it.
I watch back to you calling me a cunt and a bitch for making a joke about Jalen Turner.
Hurts. But you didn't you said Jalen Hurts was hurt. You can't call it a joke when you just told me it's what you did was told me a lie that I reacted to.
It was a joke, but it was that was the joke. A prank is a joke, is it not? How do you define jokes? Yeah.
And then when it was a joke, I laughed. When you let me in on the idea that it was a joke, I then laughed.
Oh shit, hold on. I'm gonna get my coffee. We're already just in the show, right? We could just start with talking. Sure. We can talk about Skankfest. It's great. You're in Vegas. Are you in Vegas now? No, where are you?
No, I was there for less than 24 hours. I'm in Columbus, Ohio now.
So did you go to Vegas just to see the venue for the special?
Well, no. Me and Ari did two shows Wednesday night.
Oh, okay, cool.
It was not emotional is the wrong word, but the smile on her face, dude, because they were so psyched she was there.
That's Wait, cool. Who?
Kim Congdon did the, she hosted for me and Ari.
Oh, yeah, it was great, right?
She was like overwhelmed to hell. Like they went fucking nuts because she was there.
That's great.
It was all
That's
fans. Great. It was great. That venue is cool.
Yeah. That's fucking great, dude. Yeah. I like Vegas a lot, dude.
I don't enjoy Vegas very much, but the fucking what we have set up there is going to be something pretty special.
I actually do enjoy Vegas itself.
Yeah. It's not my thing.
It was never my thing either. And I never, it's just, it is very unapologetic for what it is. Because you know what it is? Everything is sort of Vegas.
They are unapologetic, yes.
Everything AC, is sort of like, but forget just that, like everything. Like you go to any city, anywhere you go, it's like, it's sort of about like being a little bit debaucherous, drinking, partying, doing drugs with your friends, spending money that you shouldn't spend, chicks, dressing up, nice places. But like everyone else sort of pretends that there's something else to it, where Vegas is like, nah, dude, we are what we are.
Scuzz, dude. The whole season of Intervention last year was all fentanyl in Vegas. It's a really scuzz place of wacky people, but that's what the fun aesthetic's going to be, especially Fremont Street. It's so wild.
Well, Fremont Street is like a massive step down from the rest of Vegas. I enjoy Fremont Street more than I enjoy going to the Strip.
No, me too. You're talking about the new Strip and stuff like that. Yeah, that's the world I really don't know, is like the popped collared shirt and you know, going to fucking clubs and bars and shit like that. But it is
the mix. And then there's like weird fat tourists that like bring their families.
That's where we're at. And then what's funny is and then you say about like Vegas is Vegas everywhere. It's like, you're right. If you go into a 7-Eleven, there's slot machine. You know what I mean? Like every step you go, they're like, huh? Want to fuck everything up?
How much is a pack of cigarettes? Like $15. You go, give me 1 second. Let me try to see if I can make that happen.
Hold on. Right. Now I'll let you know if I'm going to buy a pack.
I'm going to fuck a hooker. I'm going to zip line across the city.
Dude, will you zip line down from our hotel down to the venue? That's what I think. There's three lines right next to each other. The three of us can zip line next to each other.
I mean, like Shawn Michaels.
WrestleMania. That's the wrong way. It's the wrong direction.
So that's how we leave. Even better.
I don't know if that's true. And it might be over. MJ. I, to be honest with you, I think it might be both directions.
Yeah,
how do they get the zip line back?
You sure about that?
I think so.
I see everybody go. Everybody was going from like down by the venue to towards the Golden Nugget. I mean, I was just there yesterday. I didn't see it going in the direction at all. Right. And no, I wouldn't, only because those things always have weight limits to scare the shit out of me. And me just dangling over something in a zip line is one of my nightmares.
How much of a weight limit would it have to have for you to feel comfortable? Like, you know, they say my son's trampoline has like a 500-pound weight limit on it. Mm-hmm. Right. So like, I'll start counting everybody up, but I'm like, I'd probably go up to 600. I still feel pretty safe, because the downside is what, you jump through the trampoline. I don't think anybody gets,
I don't know, trampoline
hurt.
Disasters are actually pretty funny videos.
Yeah, your leg goes through and then you laugh as all your family laughs. It's fucking funny.
Or thing where you flip and land in the fucking and you land in like the springs on the side, which looks like it hurts.
Yeah, that looks like it hurts. But how much would it be? Because it's a little different with the zip line. So I weigh 225 pounds right now or so. Mm-hmm.
The or so is doing a lot of work there.
It would have to be.
There's so much riding on that or so.
I mean, if they said 350, I would do it, but I would still be like, dude, I mean, what's going on with this 125 pounds?
I think you're right. It's like 350 is my thing. But last time I was going to get on one in Sturgis, because they wanted me to do that for the thing that we were filming, they were like, would you zip line? And the lady said 280. And I was like, shit, I don't know. I was like, I don't know. And she goes, I mean, this is the lady said this. She goes, it's probably fine up to like 300. I go, I, you know what? Nah. And it was just all the unsure.
You probably weigh about 280, no?
Probably, yeah. Yeah, like I think about 280, 270 something, 280. But at the time, even I weighed probably the same thing. It was just a matter of like, I don't want to be on the cusp. There was something with skydiving.
Yeah, I get that completely.
The one time I was offered or someone asked me to go skydiving with them, they were like, oh, it's, well, you fly tandem anyway. And then I was like, yeah, but I weigh like, you know, 280 or whatever I said. And they go, that's fine. They just got to get like, we need to get like a specialist.
We have to get two guys to strap you to.
No, it's like the opposite. It's like, we have to get like a specialist. I think we have to get like a smaller guy, particularly. He's like, to strap a boy to me.
Then Operation Dumbo drop you.
Yeah. Which is me just coming out of this guy with a bunch of jerseys for players who don't play on that team anymore.
You fucking show up attached to three fucking military choppers with a blanket.
They gotta keep me wet.
Oh shit, dude. No, dude, fuck skydiving, dude. It's not even about being heavy. It's just about like, I mean, I just have like, now that I have a kid for sure, but I've always been terrified of heights, and just like, I mean, I can't even explain to you the idea.
Yeah. It's not appealing to me to like do that. It just, I'm sure part of it would be fun. I have a thing against doing, I don't like doing things where if I were to die or get in a horrific accident,
you look ridiculous.
I feel like I deserve it.
That's exactly what I mean? Say. That's what I say about, you know, I said actually also, I think my days, and I've done it as billion times, but I think my days of like amusement park rides, like especially like roller coasters and shit, are probably anything where it's like, if this goes bad, you're definitely dead. I wouldn't even think about it anymore.
Dude, imagine the parachute didn't open and you had to die by being mashed into another man. like your bodies and bones and organs.
The more fun of that, the funny thing about that more is, even by the time you would pull your parachute, Like once you know your parachute's not deployed, you probably still have like a good 40 some seconds to a minute to really just feel the exhilaration, the most alive you've ever felt in your life right before you.
No, you'd be freaking out, dude.
Into bits.
The whole time I'd be asking the guy, be like, dude, stop fucking with me. Stop fucking with me. Dude, stop.
Not me. I would slowly start turning him towards the ground.
I'd be like, I think I can survive this.
It would literally be just, it would be like a superhero battle of who can turn the other one to the ground.
Of course. Yeah. While we're flying.
But you're also trying to pretend that you're not doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. He goes, hang on. Maybe if I get in this direction, I could catch more wind.
He's like, no. I think I should maybe be in that direction and then we'd catch more wind.
All right. Hear me out. Let me go first and then you.
Dude, it obviously so wouldn't matter.
Soder did it. Soder skydove. He said he would do it again. I can't.
Soder skydove with that head? No.
Yeah.
I feel like the parachute would just turn inside out. They just start careening toward the ground.
Yeah. He made record time, they said. Dan from 30,000 feet or 15,000 feet, Dan was on the ground 3.5 seconds.
Yeah, dude. Skydiving, I would not do. Me and Dave, we did at Six Flags the Daredevil dive, which is probably the most horrifying thing that I'd be willing to do.
Yeah. I mean, I also just like Jay. I don't know. I think I just outgrown all that shit. I did love all that stuff when I was younger, but it just doesn't appeal to me anymore. But that was scary and a lot of fun.
Oh, that Wonder Woman ride was scary and a lot of fun, but I would never even get on that again.
You really again?
I wouldn't get on it again.
Why? After that fat black kid fell out of the ride, kind of like it.
Was that like the Wonder Woman ride?
It was just one of those free fall ones.
Drops. Yeah,
but it dropped when like the compression hit, his thing just went up and he just fucking thudded to the ground.
Is there something about it? I don't know. This is so ridiculous, but there's something about that. Like what I was saying before, that fucks with me, that it's like, look, I mean, anyone could be in an accident, a car could hit you or something, but you were like, well, I had to get hit by a car. I had to go in my car. I couldn't not. It just happened. But if you get in an accident or something like this, you're like, I didn't have to do this.
No,
I literally just chose to do something risky for no reason.
I mean, it was fun and it was exhilarating as shit, but you're just like, man, it's really just looks crazy dangerous for no
reason. Well, yeah. So the scariest thing about it is it's right. See that blue house to the left right there?
It skims it.
So yeah. So
you're going to hit it.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's what it's made out of. It's just made out of like thin metal. So it's like designed. So you're just picturing your legs being lobbed off every time you go down. Yeah. It is the most uncomfortable, unsettling thing.
It's like the scariest thing in the world, right there.
Yep, right there. Yeah, dude.
And then if you're upside down, you're going right there again.
Dude, it's fucking, it's truly horrifying. My son loves it. And my kid, what's fucked up is he's small. So I'll be in a roller coaster next to him and I have big fat legs. So it'll go clunk and my legs will stop it. And then there's all this space for him. And I'm like, guys, I was like, how is that like? I don't have to be like a fucking engineer to see that he can slip out of this ride. And they're like,
you're not supposed to be spilling through it, fatso. That's you. That's not making you more safe. That means we could barely click it. That's always my issue is, will they be able to click it? Makes me so scared. Fuck was I going to say? Lost it.
We watched the version of the ride that broke. Let's watch it, please. Pull it up. It is ride season. It was the end of ride season. I got to bring my son to Fright Fest.
Didn't you go to Six Flags?
I was supposed to, but I got sick. I can't, dude, for the past 2 years in a row, every time I'm supposed to go to Six Flags, either me or my son have gotten sick.
Psychosomatic, dude.
Out of insane. Bam, bam, wop, boom, wop, boom.
Breathe in.
Breathe in.
Yada, exhale.
Walk to be soft. That guy was on coke. That's what I feel like when I do coke, by the way. Dave, sorry, are we boring you?
Play the game, I'll test ya.
I just realized I could use some coke. Sorry, all this coke.
That guy just died. I think he died not too long ago.
It was that guy, right?
Yeah, the white one.
Yeah, dude. Every pull up that video. Every time I do coke, that's literally what I would look like. I should be dancing in a tunnel.
I'll tell you what. Never have I seen a guy with his whole like stage thing on. Look, I mean, aside from obviously Kiss and people like that, like for the minimal amount of makeup he did, on his face, just like his eyes and stuff, how much different he looked as just a guy walking around than on those videos. Whenever they would show him, he looks like a nerdy ginger guy. They made him look so evil in those videos.
What's the video you're looking for? I was looking for the other thing.
Either of them is Breathe.
What's the famous one?
Well, there's Breathe, Smack My Bitch Up,
Smack My Bitch
Fire, and Firestarter.
Firestarter is the one that I'm talking about.
He dies.
These are music for this is music for vampire parties.
Remember when that was like a thing? It was like a style of music. God, that sucked. I'm glad that's over.
It still is.
Kind of like, no, but you're not hearing it on mainstream radio or television or.
No, these guys almost got lumped in with like rock metal. So they were playing on them on radio. Yeah, but you're right. This wouldn't be on radio anymore.
Yeah. All right, Bobby, maybe just play the fucking video. It's the simplest.
I asked you which one it is, and you just said that one.
No, we didn't. No, we didn't, Bobby. Fucking listening. We listed
I'm
five.
I'm looking for three different things. So what is the one that you're looking for right now?
Don't tell me that I didn't say the right thing.
I'm just asking you which is the one you're looking for.
Lewis, I give you a lot of shit, but Bobby, let me be the one to tell you this. You said which one. We did land on Firestarter.
You just want the Firestarter video?
We said we had a conversation about it and named multiple songs, multiple videos.
I'm looking for something.
Bobby,
here we go.
I'm on your side on this one, Bobby.
The Firestarter. I didn't know you just wanted the Firestarter video.
Lewis won. Lewis, you were right. Give one, Lewis, you were right.
No, he can't.
He won't do it. He won't do it. I'm with Bobby. Bobby, I respect that.
This is me
playing in my ear.
The last day of Skankfest 1-3.
Bobby,
I respect you,
Bobby,
answering.
Listen to me, Bobby.
Play the fucking video.
Never I just back did. Down.
Continue to fucking it? Play it.
Oh, Bobby, what's going on right now? I turned on Lewis, Bobby. I'm on your side. Now.
Bobby, oh my God. Bobby, pretty cool what you're doing. Stop the video, Bobby.
Oh, my God.
Don't play it.
Just, Bobby, do me a favor. Can you just play? Bobby, play the goddamn video.
fucking crazy, dude.
Hold up.
It's crazy. What's going on?
I'm playing the video. Are you not listening to it?
Question is the guitar.
I don't even want to make jokes about it anymore. Turn it off.
Yeah.
I hate it. God damn it, dude. We're trying to do a whole fucking bit.
You know, Bobby, let's try to make fun of the other one. Breathe.
Let's try to start over.
Boom, 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 boom. I'll sing it, Bobby, until you get it. Boom, 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 boom. Black guy's still kicking, though.
Black guy's still rocking ass, dude. Hey, you know what? This is also me on coke.
Oh, dude. Smack your bitch up as you on coke, too. That's when you dress like a woman. When you do coke and dress like a chick and then go beat people up at clubs.
This is just how I feel on coke. Everybody in the video is my aesthetic on coke.
Why are all my lights blanking?
I mean, it's so funny, like, the difference between, like, these guys and the way, like, rappers are. Like, rappers want to have, like, nice cars. If you can imagine, these guys are like, put us in a room with rats and cockroaches.
Yeah. Fuck my teeth up. If they're not fucked up enough, put a grill over
fuck my teeth up.
Wow.
How did they get Candyman to be in this video?
Yeah, how dare you? All black villains look alike to you?
Candyman is a part of Prodigy? That's his origin story? What's other techno?
Bring up a picture of that guy when he's like not in the makeup. What'd you say about Lewis?
What are other like techno songs from that time?
That were hits?
Yeah. There was what's his name? Fuckface Moby.
Oh yeah, Moby. He had
that's
a bunch
not
of,
that kind of music, but it's still like dance. Like dance.
It wasn't like dark electronic, techno like that.
Electronic music, you're saying. Yeah, right. A bunch of stuff, dude. Daft Punk. Yeah, see how different he looks? He looks like Mr. Strickland, the principal from Back to the Future.
Yeah. What do? Do they sing or are they all DJs? Like, I have no idea what they do in Prodigy.
It's basically, it's emceeing DJs. My buddy, Dave, who goes by Armani Rain, does that kind of music.
Oh, Armani Rain. Yeah.
He does that kind of music. He's pretty popular in that world, but I don't know what the spoils of that world is. You know what I mean? Like, but he was a really good rapper, and then he decided to go into like emceeing for drum and bass.
Do DJs now, they don't scratch anymore? I mean, I guess that's probably a style.
It's not what they mean at all anymore. It's not.
But you can probably still go see an old school like DJ scratching, right? I'm sure that's still a thing.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's gonna be older dudes.
No, I know. But what I'm saying is, when you go see like a DJ at like a nightclub now, like a popular DJ,
the work's all done at home.
I mean, is he just pressing play on a fucking iPod?
I watched Steve Aoki from behind him. It was insane. I couldn't believe.
You were making love to Steve Aoki?
I was making sweet love to Steve Aoki while his set was going. That's how little he had to do.
No, so what does he do? Does he pretend to be doing shit? Or
sort
like-
of. He stands back there and like I've watched this so many times. He moves buttons and switches fader things back and forth. Around, but I don't know if it's even connected to anything. It really doesn't do shit. And then, because at any given time of this music, he can grab a microphone, go out in front, and what it's really about is him jumping around and screaming and saying stuff to his own music that he made it or the stuff he made at home.
Yeah, but it's all like made at home.
There's sound buttons he has right there, so that's where you can do all that, like where it makes
like there's so involved. Many buttons for as little work as he's doing right now.
I'm telling you, outside of the sound effect buttons, it's nothing.
I don't know why. I think there's something really great about if none of those buttons are connected at all, and it's just all you could just randomly turn any knob or push any button.
Here's the thing: you don't see enough. There's not enough response to the action he's doing.
I'm sure it's more technical and intricate than we're giving you credit for right now.
Absolutely, it is.
It must be. Here's the thing. I think that if you were given that system, you couldn't go up there and do that. Like, you couldn't make it all like.
You're saying, if I just randomly started turning knobs.
You do competitive DJ sets.
Dude, I'm saying,
yo, dude, bet me I can DJ better than you.
Dude, gun on the butt, DJ challenge, the BJ DJ challenge, dude. Loser sucks the other one's cock.
The BJ DJ challenge.
Yeah, dude.
That should be merch.
It should be. Dude, I'm saying, like, even if you had the Steve Aoki playlist, like, I think he's doing some crossfade shit where there's like sound effects and lasers popping up that we wouldn't be able to get in there if we didn't really understand how to use it all. It's almost like he's playing a giant electronic.
If it's anything short of being what we were saying before, just completely unconnected, and those buttons and dials do something, then yes, you're right.
Can I tell you this?
None of you know what they do.
I bet you could figure it out with a 10-minute lesson. It's with what they do, but it's really, I think they would even agree though. I mean, realistically, you said it's definitely more intricate than we think, but I do think the heavy lifting is done at home.
Yeah. And then
they come present you a thing and they just like fade back and forth between one or the other. And like they have buttons to push. That'll be like, you know, drum effects or like sound effects, but that is it.
I essentially do that on the Real Ass Podcast.
Yeah. But you're not calling yourself a musician.
I do.
It's amazing. He does. And he is. It's amazing how many worlds there are of like little things where it's like this, like seeing a DJ at a club is like some people's, I guess, like their favorite thing.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's just like, I just don't get the appeal of it at all.
I'd kill myself. Let's see.
It seems like a punishment.
Well, you know, it's funny. That's such a hilarious, like, again, age thing hitting. By the way,
he's not touching anything. This guy's not touching anything.
I love
that. This is a compilation of people faking that they're DJ.
He's just raising buttons that aren't attached to anything.
That's great. He's not even good at faking it. He doesn't even seem like he's good at doing this.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
That rules. Mm-hmm. Dude, it's powered down. There's no lights on.
I mean, guys,
the other guy picks up a wire that's not connected to a wall.
I mean, just so you guys know, like Paris Hilton does it. know what I mean? Like Paris Hilton's a DJ, and oh, this might be Paris Hilton. They might be showing her. Yep, look at that.
That's hilarious.
I mean, they don't have to. That's what I'm saying. Like, there's no other instrument you could play involving, in being involved in making the music where you can take a 3 minute break while the music's still happening.
No, you're right.
Wild.
I was trying to think of the type of instrument. I was like, is there any instrument? I guess you know what. You could a triangle. You just ting it once and then walk away.
Still give you a few seconds of.
I'll give you that. You may have found the bass, Bobby. No, you're wrong, dude. Bass has to play.
Bobby's like, not listening to what we're even talking about. He's talking about a fish. He said he's talking about a bass fish. He's just in his own world right now. Okay, Bobby, guys. Pull up a fucking guy fishing for bass in a river.
No, Bobby's like, just I thought we were.
See if you wouldn't mind.
Wait a minute. Is the Chilean sea bass only from the Chilean sea? And is there a Chilean sea?
Yes. Do you want me to look this up?
Yeah, I want to know the answer.
I guess
to all
you
these
have
questions.
To, Bobby, because we thought maybe you'd know the answer, you dumb shit.
Dude, that whole fucking segment with Prodigy was crazy, Bobby.
Well, look, you had me looking for three different things. I'm getting links in the chat that are not to the right things that you're talking about, and then I'm you're having a separate conversation about something else.
You shit.
I was just looking at
the bed.
Bobby, all right, I admit I shit the bed, but
yeah.
Bobby wasn't paying attention.
It's not that I was looking
focus.
For something.
Focus on the show.
Lewis, I want to DJ. Me and you should DJ battle, but like old, like the movie Juice, like when that was what DJing was.
Yeah, dude. Remember? And he killed it.
I don't know why that just went away. That really is like, no, I don't think young people, it's a deep water thing, Lewis. Sport fish.
Chilean sea bass. Let me see. Chilean sea bass is a deep water species caught in southern ocean waters near and around Antarctica. The Chileans were the first to market the toothfish commercially. Mm. That's why.
Okay.
I thought there was the Chilean sea. I wanted to go check it. I wanted to go visit. I wanted to bring a chick to the Chilean sea.
You know, this is where Chilean sea bass comes from.
I'm still not sure there's no Chilean sea.
I don't think it was a Chilean sea, dude.
God, this is right, though. It sounded right.
This is where they get Chilean sea bass. I know what you're thinking. How do they get all of it all around the world from this one sea here in Chile?
Well, if it makes sense, I swear to you, I assume when I've heard Chilean sea bass that it was from Chile, the place. I did when
never
Lewis,
even thought about it.
I did think that when Lewis never said, thought about is it from the Chilean sea? That's when it changed. That's what changed my whole thing. I was like, maybe it is.
Well, the Chilean Sea is a portion of the Pacific Ocean lying west of the Chilean mainland.
Yeah.
What? But are there bass in the Chilean Sea? Because that's where the best, that is the true, purest Chilean sea bass.
Oh, you're not going to get
it's
that.
The most, it's the most literal
dining.
One. Yeah.
Dude, I need a literal Chilean sea bass.
You guys, you go, on the menu tonight, we have a literal Chilean sea bass.
Which is market price, which is quite high.
All right. While Jay goes and fingers his butthole in the bathroom after all that gay talk, let me just take a quick moment and thank YoKratom.com for supporting today's show. YoKratom.com, if you're 21 years old or over in the market for Kratom, you got to be getting it from YoKratom.com. They support everything we do. We would not be having Skankfest this year without the great YoKratom.
Yeah. And Kratom's a great way to just relax. It takes the edge off. Sometimes you're a little stressed out from fingering your own butthole too long like Jay.
Yeah.
Have some Kratom.
Yeah, dude, what are you going to do? You're just going to deal with that? You're going to sit in that type of anxiety knowing that you like your own butthole to be gay fingered? That's crazy, dude. I wouldn't do it. I'd take some Kratom if I were you.
You wouldn't do it. Neither would Jay. That's why he takes Kratom from YoKratom.com.
Home of the $60 kilo, by the way. If you guys, $60 for a kilo. Jesus Christos. Anyway, guys, YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo, sponsoring everything here at Gas Digital. Marquee sponsors for Skankfest this October. Shout out to YoKratom, because without them, none of this would be possible. If you guys love Kratom, you're in the market for Kratom, and you guys got a $60 to spare, guess what? Go grab yourself a kilo of Kratom from YoKratom.com. All right, where were we? Yeah, dude, going out like to a club, like, I mean, I'm just not like I was talking about this with
I was never a big club guy.
I love loud music in the right circumstance. But I mean, like my age is hitting in that, too, because Lewis, you went to the Stand party the other night, right?
Yeah. For a little bit.
I don't know what it was like when you got there. But like when I went inside, like at one point, I was just like right away, like, oh, all right. just like,
oh yeah, there's aggressive belly dancers. I'm like, there's an ice sculpture. I'm like, here's the thing. Like, in my mind, I'm going, for the money you guys spent on the ice sculpture and the dancers, if you gave every comedian $40 that attended the party to like just spend on a fucking Uber home or dinner or fucking pizza afterwards, everyone would have appreciated it so much more. I don't think it's not cool. It sucks. Like,
well, it looks good for Instagram and shit,
but it sucks. Like, I don't like, I judge it the opposite way that people judge things like that. When somebody's like, dude, look at my ice sculpture. Look at these whores dancing on the bar.
It's not my scene. That's what I'm
like,
saying.
Oh yeah, dude, you're like a walking affliction shirt. Like, yeah. Only that like type of a guy who's like fucking, we had a guy in the show last night who was like, he had two chicks with him. Mm-hmm. And you realize how bad it looks when you're like, whatever it is, dude. Jay, you and I both had our fair share of threesomes and you know, still do. It's the cool and the good part of that outweighs the bad part. But the bad part of it is you look like a fucking douchebag. There's no way angle it where you look cool. You said
he was on the show?
No, a guy in the crowd had two chicks, right?
In the show. Oh, yeah.
One was a fan. She's probably going to listen to this. You know what I'm saying? But I'm saying no matter, he had two chicks and they were cute, right? And he was.
And he said they were both his girlfriends?
One was his girlfriend, one was like their third.
Yeah, they were on a
date together.
There was a guy on America's Got Talent who was, funny enough, on the first episode he came on for his audition, he did stupid impressions. He kind of sucks, actually. And his whole storyline, he was letting everybody know, is that he's in a poly relationship, which, by the way, is just like, it's polygamy. I don't know why they just make that like, it's, I know they're not getting married or anything yet, but like, do you get what I'm saying? I don't know why everyone cheered when he said he was in a poly relationship.
Yeah, it's just him crushing pussy.
And then he moved on to the next round.
Well, you know what it is? Because people now, like, the woke society sort of turns it into, like, a subcategory of, like, you know, sexual expression. And, you know, but they're not realizing it's just, like, a dude who's getting tons of pussy.
It's the guy who's trying to fuck two chicks.
Yeah, but the point, this wasn't even, like, a poly relationship. This was a guy who had a girlfriend. They had their third. But you see him, like, he's out. And it's kind of funny to look at it from my perspective. I was like, he didn't look cool for that. I was like, oh, you kind of look like a fucking douchebag. Even though I get it, I would do it. I have done it. Like, it just doesn't actually read as like, it reads like a walking affliction t-shirt. Like, yeah. Hey, bro, look at my bitches.
Yeah, I know. It looks right. Yeah, exactly. It's like, I got it. It's a very, I got it like that look.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it kind of sucks. But like I said, it rules. So I understand doing it. It rules more than it sucks, but I understand the suck.
Both cute chicks?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Good for him. Good guy. Also, nice guy. Like, we talked to them after the show. They were like, we're going to go to the strip club. They're like, he was like, I got the hookup on bottle service. And I was like, of course you do.
Of course you do.
Well, it's just, I mean, I guess like, I would just,
I bet when you roll the sleeves of your shirt up, sir, there's another design underneath.
I just feel like anything that would have seemed really cool when I was 18 shouldn't seem really cool to me now. Like, I should have a different, you know what I mean? Like, standard of like,
right.
What,
like dude, I awesome. Just bought a 6-foot bong. Like,
all right. <let's... laughs> Yeah. Like, okay. You're fucking 45. Loser. Like, what are we?
Oh man,
dude, I just took the largest gravity bong hit in the history of Indian quad.
Yeah,
all that shit was fucking cool back then.
It was fun.
But yeah, I can't go out now. Like, I was in Vegas with my chick, and it was during the Nate Diaz fight, and we got invited to go out to the after party, and it was just a great moment of like, because I didn't want to go and she didn't really want to go. Like, neither of us were into like going and like partying like late night at a club, but we were both like on the way to like do it. Like, we're getting dressed to do it. And at one point I was like, ah, really don't feel like doing this. She's like, neither do I. Why are we going? I was like, oh, thank God you're not that chick. And we just went to sleep and it was fucking glorious.
That's really, you know, that's why I said, you know, Shane was like hanging out with Nate Diaz and stuff. And I go, that's what Shane's got in him, which is a good, it's not a bad thing either. It's like, he'll go for like the ride, like kind of wherever it takes you. You know what I mean? Which I think with guys like that, I think Soder did this one time actually with Nate Diaz particularly. And I think me too, if it was like, hey, Nate Diaz said you were really funny, wants to know if you want to come, like, he's having a bunch of people back at his house and whatever, I'd be like,
they're gonna shoot guns and bottles in the backyard.
But I mean, I would just be like, no, like I try to find some way to be out of that.
Hey, the Diaz brothers want you to come and torture a teenager from a rival gang.
They want to come put cigarettes out on this kid who talked.
Oh, hey, the Diaz brothers, they're gonna torch an enemy's house. So do you want to just play lookout?
They said if you do a good job, you can have a nunchuck fight with them. Like, wait, that's the prize?
Yes, that is the prize. Hey, Bobby, can you bring up a video of good like hip hop DJing? Like impressive. I mean, what the talent of that is so crazy.
The problem is the style of hip hop just it stopped working even with like hip hop in like the 90s and early 2000s. The Wicca Wicca shit just sounded very dated at that point. So I was like, what do you even do with it? I think it's really cool. I think people who do it are really talented. I had a couple of friends in high school who were good at it. Bisping can actually do it. Bisping can spin. Really? And that's how we, he like there's videos of him like doing it like in clubs and shit. But it's almost like a percussive sort of talent. Like you have to understand like the snare and the bass and the different sounds that they make when you're
timing. Also songs like time signatures and what songs you can mix together and all that stuff.
Yeah.
You have to have an ear. But this. Now I'm almost talking about Bobby. When they use fucking like the guys who did with like records and would like change the right. It's so.
Yeah. They did it with CDs throughout the 90s as well. They made ones where you can spin CDs. Right.
Yeah.
And now I'm sure that they have ones that are digital ones that you could do just like any track. Right. But the records, it's actually pretty cool because it's making a physical sound.
Yeah.
So you're not scratching a CD there. That's like there's like digitally sort of messing with it. You're not scratching on
they're making the scratch sound digitally versus.
Yeah. With a record, it's pretty fucking cool. It's like literally it's like, you know, tapping your hand on a guitar to make a, you know what I'm saying? Like it's I don't know. There's something weirdly like crude and like they just did it by like, you know, somebody fucked up and their arm smacked the CD once. And they're like, that kind of sounds cool. Like let's fucking.
Have you ever seen videos of that kid who plays the guitar? Like, it's insane what he does. He like he plays like drum, like you said, percussive instrument. He plays like the face of his guitar also like a drum. But it's pretty fucking nuts. It's one of the most impressive things I've ever seen. I'm surprised.
You know, somebody we like famous. Do things like this sometimes. Like this kid's, you know, he's like a 17-year-old kid who's like, you know, got a little bit of notoriety, I'm sure, on social media. And then like, you know, this is just like, this isn't a particularly offensive episode. We're just like enjoying things from the internet right now. And this Nazi podcast gets to be like, so these guys appreciate what I do.
Maybe we'll rape this kid. Let's see. He's very impressed with the way he plays guitar. We could probably rape his ass.
Oh,
Bobby,
shit.
Haven't found any good DJing yet, huh?
Well,
I have it. And I think, I have Justin Bieber playing his guitar like a good drum, but here's a
no, DJ. Not Justin Bieber.
And it comes to 2 to 3 and 1. And it comes to 2 to 3 and 1. And it comes to 2 to 3 and 1. And it comes to 2 to 3 and 1. And it comes to 2 to 3.
It already sucks.
It really sucks.
Ooh, I'm glad this is outdated and an archaic style. Nobody likes it, dude.
Give it a chance.
Hey, Bobby, just get the least active one that we could get if you could.
Play the scene from Juice, dude.
Honestly. Just play the scene from Juice.
Play the scene from Juice, please.
It's our fault. We should have started there.
That was the least interesting one I've ever seen.
That was great. That was a guy just playing two records. By the way, go back to the video. The needles weren't on the records. Go back to that video, Bobby, please.
Oh, dude.
If you could please go back. The needles were not on the
records. I feel like that was just stock footage.
Look where the needles are. They're not on the records. Oh, God damn it. Insane.
Now this is what I'm talking about.
Yeah, there we go. It's also just obviously not even really happening.
No, but when they have the close-up stuff, they have somebody doing this.
Yeah.
And actually, the other guys in this scene were like DJ guys. Omar Epps just wasn't.
You're just saying that. You're assuming it, and you're right. but you don't know that.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
You know it. You know that they were real DJs.
Yeah.
Jay, how do you know with such certainty that these were real DJs?
Fun facts.
You don't know. You're just making this up, dude.
Look it up, Bobby.
Because it most likely is. Why wouldn't they use real DJs? But you don't know.
Positive.
You want to know a fun fact about that movie and about me?
Yeah,
sure.
My pro wrestler name, Bishop Kane, who I told you last week.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Bishop.
Named after that character. I heard the name Bishop from that character. And I was like, that's a great name.
I always tell, I got my grandmother to drop me off to see this movie because there was a shooting, I think, like one of the first airings, or maybe that was like the mythology that went around it at that point, that people got like, there was like violence at movie theaters. That was one of the first movies I heard that had that. And my grandmother wouldn't have dropped me and my friend off to see it. So I told her I was going to go see Cuffs with Christian Slater and then went to see Juice. That's how that is how I got mom to pay for me to see Juice.
And that is how Jay got initiated into a gang.
And that.
And that's the first time I met Nate Diaz.
Yeah.
The DJing thing, I mean, I tried to do it before. It's hard. It's very difficult. What you have to do is you have to scratch it so that sound is the snare drum distorted.
Really?
Yeah. So when it goes...
Nice.
So that's what you're listening for, the snare, and you landed on the snare, and then the bass makes a different sound, and then you know you can fucking.
Wait, dude, I'm sorry. What was the sound?
That's the quick rewind.
Your rewind is better.
Wow, dude, Jay finally admitted I could do something better.
Well, it's the first.
I can probably. Jay, can I beatbox better than you?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I can't beatbox at all. You got me on that.
Bobby Hutch in the chat says, Omar Epps learned how to spin as a DJ before production began, and a lot of what he does in the movie is authentic. Wow. Mm-hmm. Daryl Mitchell, Donald Faison. Tretch and Money B were among the people who auditioned for the role of Bishop. This movie was very instrumental in bringing hip-hop artists onto the silver screen, which cameo appearances by Tretch and Money by Nature, Queen Latifah. Wow. So yeah, a lot of people were really scratching, Jay. You were right. You knew that,
though. Well, DJ Scratch was one of the guys. DJ Scratch.
That's what I would call if I was a bully in high school and there was somebody DJing. That's what I would call him.
DJ Scratch.
All right, DJ Scratch. And then I'd fucking snap his records in half.
You piece of shit.
What was the scene in the movie? Did they killed the guy during his DJ thing or something like that, right? It was like,
no, they robbed a store.
In between his sets, so they had an alibi.
That's right.
They all ran over and robbed the store, and then Bishop killed the guy for no reason.
Yeah, Tupac is crazy.
And then,
well, he got ahead of himself. I understood the character. It's a crime of passion. You're in the moment.
Did he go back and DJ the second time after he killed Raheem?
I think he goes back. I think it's after they kill that guy. He goes back and he's all like out of it.
The whole thing, no, he kills Raheem immediately. I'm wrong.
He does it. They go from the store to like some little area and he kills him there, right?
Yeah. And then he has to go back and DJ the second set.
What, he just watched his friend kill his other friend?
I always get Juice and Deuce confused. Confused.
What? What do you mean? The words?
The thing?
Dude, I'm thirsty. I keep drinking. I can use some juice right now.
I keep drinking my shit. Do I drink my shit and shit my juice? What do I do? Babe, I got to take a shit. Get me some juice.
Juice my shit. Shit my juice.
What am I doing here? Am I juicing my shit? That doesn't sound right.
Shitting my juice. Give me a cup.
Babe, we got to get home. I'm going to spill my juice in my pants.
No, the movies. Do you remember the movie Deuce?
No.
The only thing I remember about the
movie... Wait, are you talking about the fucking... What's it called? Are you talking about, well, fucking, what was it? Menace to Society. What was the other one?
Deuce.
Like
it's called Deuce.
Was it called Deuce?
I never saw a movie.
You remember the one where the gang was from, they were deuces,
I guess. And the movie was called Deuce. Pull up the Deuce trailer.
Was it called Deuce?
You mean Deuce is Wild?
No. No.
Okay.
No, that's not the name of the movie.
Is it a white movie?
It's a black movie, dude.
You're talking about the one where the kid, he goes to jail, shot, and his kid gets shot, and then he, yeah, but it wasn't called Deuce. What's it called?
It's called Deuce.
No, no, no.
Or you thinking Boys in the Hood?
South Central
is the movie Lewis is thinking of.
Glenn Plummer. Deuces?
No, it's called Deuce.
No, it's
Deuce,
not.
Deuce was the name.
You already see this trailer.
You already described the plot of the movie, so I know you're thinking.
Oh, it's definitely South Central. It was that big nose guy.
Glenn Plummer.
Was it? Yeah. That's it.
When a man, Lewis, we've made the reference before. When a man, if you steal from a man, you can return his goods. Or give
what does Deuce have to do with that movie?
That's the name of the gang.
That's the name of the gang.
They were the Deuces.
Deuce.
Wow, dude. I was confused about everything, dude.
Yeah, you got it all.
You know
all
what,
wrong.
Dude? Hold on 1 second. I got to go take a South Central in the bathroom.
Doesn't have the same ring. We did get that fun.
Be right back.
We did get, if you didn't say it, Lewis, we wouldn't have had that fun Deuce Juice thing.
That is true. I'm glad you made that mistake just for that moment.
Hold on, pull up the South Central trailer.
I get Lean on Me confused with Stand By Me.
I did get Lean on Me confused with Stand By Me all the time. Right now I'm confused. I'd have to really take a minute to think about which one is which.
Well, you got
to
think of the song.
This movie was so, I mean, it was just, it was such a caricature of this movie.
Was this like a bad movie? Like, was this like during the you know, almost like how Blow is like a bad version of a Scorsese movie? Is this like a bad version of a, what's his name?
John
Oliver Stone.
Singleton.
John Singleton movie. Is that what this is?
Yes. This was like the lower budget, like Menace to Society, Boys in the Hood.
Like Blow is to Goodfellas as this is Menace to Society.
This is the story of a father and son.
Don't go soft on me.
What is it, science fiction? He's still there?
Well, no, Lewis, it gets pretty real about that.
Hang in there.
Yeah.
He goes away pretty quick.
But you're still Deuce, ain't you? It's a story of loyalty divided.
Here, take my baby for some crack.
And love. Between death.
Wait, did he kill the baby?
Bobby, you didn't.
And life.
Oh, that's right. He's got his teardrop tattoo.
Give them to me right now, and I'll cut you a soft deal.
Your boy?
Yeah.
Oh.
This is the guy.
Oh, that's right. He gets out of jail. He's a man. Muslim.
Well, he's 10.
Son.
So where were you for that? The boy's daddy.
I was in
get your son.
Ray, I pray for my son.
In prison, or dodge in prison, and his kids suffer.
Yeah, right there.
By the way, the guy who kills him is like the fat black guy from every commercial in the 90s. Seriously, it's like that guy.
We're brothers, and we got to be there for our children.
I remembered loving this movie. So much so that I thought it was called Deuce.
It was on HBO a lot.
I saw this movie so many times, dude.
Me too.
So funny, like as a kid, like when I was my son's age, like I'd be like, oh, you know what? This is it. I got to go watch this movie right now. I just watch a dramatic ass movie like this.
Yeah,
and take
me too. I remember
like, my son would never in a million years. He only watches like cartoony.
Buddy. Yeah. At James's age, I'd seen Poltergeist. I was like,
yeah, but that's because
Poltergeist rated PG. It's one of the movies that we actually talked about showing him.
You're having this conversation about what to show him because you're a good father. Wow. But us three all had fathers who were in the deuces and then went to prison.
No
so
way.
We watched whatever we wanted.
Yeah, it's rated PG, but it's only PG-13. Listen, PG-13 wasn't a rating when it came out. Gotcha. So it was either PG or R. So it wasn't rated R. So they gave it the PG rating, right?
Gotcha.
But yeah, it was actually rated PG. There's nothing really in Poltergeist that's like crazy.
The guy pulling his face off is fucking nuts.
No, there's a lot of disturbing, like weird shit, but it's not like when you really look at it.
That's one of that and the sister from Pet Sematary. I always say those are the two things that really I remember shaking.
Just stuck
up
with
weeks.
You.
Yeah.
As a kid. Yeah. It really like the sister from Cemetery. It fucked with me. Just like the Jesus statue in Carrie, the original Carrie.
Yeah. The end. when his eyes are super white.
Yeah, just the image was just sort of like, it just burned in your head. You're never going to unsee that image of that fucking Jesus if you've seen it. And it's just sort of haunting and kind of scary.
The old lady in the tub and The Shining. Hated that.
I don't think I ever watched The Shining really fully through, to be honest.
So scary. I think it's the scariest horror movie.
That's sick. Well, let's watch The Shining on Spook Show. Zach can make a Spook Show at Skankfest.
Spook Show.
That was Jay not committing to it. That was him ignoring the request.
Yeah. It's like a two-hour plus movie. It's I think the best horror ever.
Best horror ever. Well, let me ask you, this is a good question. What's your favorite iconic horror character? Actually, let's do plugs real quick before we do that, because we're about an hour in now.
Give yourself a chance to think about how.
Let's do some plug-a-rooskies. First of all, subscribe to Gas Digital. If you love the show, you get every episode at gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use the promo code LOS. You unlock hundreds of episodes that are not available anywhere else on the internet. Uncensored, ad-free. They're available before they go to YouTube and iTunes on Gas Digital. You get access to the Racist Live Chat. Really, really fun. And then I'll just plug Plano, Texas next week. I'll be in Plano, Texas with Aaron Berg. Actually, this is coming out Friday night. I'm in Tampa this entire weekend. But then Plano, Texas, the 29th through the 2nd, 4 nights, 6 shows. Mike Figg's going to be with me in Aaron Berg next weekend as well. Then Skankfest obviously happening. Shout out to your Kratom. And I'll be in Philly at the end of the month as well.
Why do I look like I'm wearing makeup?
Because you're wearing makeup?
Do you use the filter to make yourself prettier?
Or do you put makeup on before the show?
Is this?
Do you use a girly filter? Can you use filters on this?
I don't know. Let me see.
Touch up my appearance.
That's what it was. I just turned that down.
There's an option to touch up my appearance?
Yeah.
Yeah, do it, Dave. See what it does.
Dave's Jew horns appear.
Wait, that's
got a forked tongue.
Touch on my appearance.
Do you even notice the difference?
I look like I was
under video settings.
I look like I was in a soap opera.
All right. Did that make a difference?
Turn it all the way up.
I see. It just looks like brighter.
It just like what you know. What it does is just makes your skin all one color. That's the idea. It tries to. You know what I mean?
It just tries to like that shit
completely even. Yeah, Lewis, put your thing. Touch on my appearance all the way up.
Look, I don't know where it is. You guys do your blog
settings.
The carrot next to
start the video thing. Stop video.
Okay, let's see. Video settings. Choose video filter.
No.
If you look down, it says my video.
And touch up my appearance.
There you go.
That's fun.
You actually do look a little better.
Nice. Oh, what? That's fun.
Dude, we should all do this for one podcast.
Hey, I'm a strong woman. Hey, don't tell me not to be in the workplace.
Hang on, can I tell you something I'm learning right now?
Hello, Jay.
I think Lewis, by the way, has all these.
What?
Lewis purchased these, you're saying?
Yes, because there's not.
Oh, bonjour.
No, Lewis is pretending like he just found these, but it's a package he spent $9.99
on. He absolutely got all of these things. This is not an option on mine.
Here in my car, I feel safest at all. Do ba do ba do 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 in cars. Do do.
Hey, BigJComedy.com from yes, Bobby.
I was gonna say if you go to your settings and then go to background and effects, that's where you'll find it.
Dickhead.
I did.
Oh, the pandemic. Oh, it's real. We're going to get each other sick.
Video filter says none.
Oh, I have a bunch.
It's beginning.
You know what? It might be me and you may have to update Zoom because I don't have them either. There might be an update.
Wow, dude. I'm a king.
BigJComedy.com for all my dates, everybody. If you're listening live this weekend, I still have 2 more shows in Columbus, Ohio. John Carden there with me. Next weekend, Madison, Wisconsin, only my 2nd time there, Comedy on State. Please come check that out. Let's fill up that room. That's a super fun one. Again, only my 2nd time there. I'm running my special on some of these shows, so please come out and support. Very exciting, all leading up to, of course, Skankfest, where I am recording my special. Saw the room. Like I said, fucking the whole venue's so amazing. You guys out there that are coming are in for such a fun time. And, where we're doing the special just looks absolutely amazing. So super excited for that. And then I'm on the road the rest of the year, every single weekend, the rest of the year. Look for a city near you. all landing on New Year's Eve, where I will be in San Diego at the American Comedy Company with Kim Congdon, Jason Ellis, and besides that, the SDR show, right here on the Guest Digital Network and the Bonfire Faction Talk Series XM 103, 5 days a week. Me and Dan Silver.
Oh yeah, come see me and Dave at the Comedy Store in Los Angeles on New Year's Eve. That's going to be that's official.
If you're anywhere in the area, make sure you come to see us.
Jay, do you want to do a live podcast on the Sunday? Would you come up on Sunday since New Year's is on Saturday?
First podcast of the year.
Yeah, let me see if I can. If I can, I will for sure.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
So we're gonna we'll do Dave Smith, Louis J. Gomez, and friends on New Year's Eve. If you're in San Diego, go see Jay. If you're in Los Angeles, come see me and Dave. But then maybe cross your fingers, we can do something all on the Sunday afterwards together.
That would be fun. If you're listening live Sunday, there are still a few tickets left for the late show. I'll be at the Creek in the Cave. I got Jamie Kilstein with me on that one, and the show's gonna sell out. So if you want to come, go grab tickets now. Then that Skankfest, New Year's at the Comedy Store, all should be fun. Part of the Problem right here on Gas Digital Network.
Sick. Oh yeah, that shit is sick.
It is.
What was your question, Lewis? The most
Who's your most iconic? Who's your favorite iconic?
It's got to be iconic because there's only like a big five really or something. Right.
All right, so let's wait, list.
You're saying the actor, the big or character?
No,
or
the character.
Right.
Character.
Jason.
So Freddy, Jason, Michael Myers.
To me, Freddy.
Well, let's list them first because maybe you're missing somebody.
Oh, okay.
Right? So Dead. Freddy, Jason, Michael Myers, Pinhead, Chucky.
Mm-hmm.
Leatherface.
He's iconic.
Would you say Hannibal Lecter?
Oh, is that counted as a horror movie? I guess.
I mean, that's almost like a runaway because he's such a good actor. You know what I mean?
I never thought of that as a horror performance. Movie. I always just thought of that as like a fucking
psychological dramatic thriller.
Yeah, yeah.
Or adult horror. Pennywise, pretty iconic at this point. Scream face, mask guy.
Ghostface.
Yeah, it's just so hard. It's hard.
Isn't it always somebody different, though?
Yeah, but I think that it's, I mean,
the face, that mask.
I feel like that's an iconic, you know, it's an iconic. Yeah. Who else is there?
I know what you did last summer person.
The hook hand guy.
Hook hand. Yeah.
Would you say like Frankenstein, Dracula?
Those aren't like iconic.
Those are monster movies. Yeah, it's different.
Jeepers Creepers.
The giant snake in Anaconda and Anaconda 2.
He was big.
His name was Scales.
Jigsaw.
Scales.
Jigsaw for sure.
Sure.
Yeah, I said Jigsaw.
But again, are you? Is it the guy? Is it Jigsaw?
I think it's the puppet on the tricycle.
Dude, the fucking Jigsaw's the worst roommate sketch is one of the funniest things on the internet.
That is so fuck. I forgot when about that, dude.
When was Razor that? That was a while ago.
She lost her keys.
Will you kill your best friend to get to work on time and avoid getting a demerit?
That fucking rules, dude.
You have to walk across a room full of razor blades. Just put razors all over the floor. Gary, wake up.
Shit.
You're surrounded by engaged mousetraps. That's 2 hours, 26 minutes, Bobby, the length of The Shining.
Yeah, look at The Shining. So, what do you guys say? You're saying Freddy, Dave?
Oh, it's just it's just about like the time, because it was the first one I saw when I was like 6 years old, and so that was always to me the standard of like that's what a horror movie is. It just always stayed with me. It's like the things like the Scream movies. I was like a teenager when those fucking things came out. Like,
well, Freddy's also the only one. I mean, I guess I don't think I've ever even seen Hellraiser, so I don't know. I think he's like. Like a demon, like a powerful demon from hell.
Those movies are like looking at a piece of art that I don't understand that everybody else likes. I'm just like, I don't even know what this is. It's like
I've tried to watch it. I just don't know, dude. It reminds me of Billy Corgan from the Smashing Pumpkins, and I can't get over that.
Well, that's what I think Billy Corgan took the look. Yeah.
Yeah. That's sad. So yeah, I don't really know what he did, but Freddy was truly evil. Freddy alive was raping and murdering children.
Yeah, I know.
We should all have fun filters going right now.
Oh, I'm sorry, dude. Are you guys a little bit jealous of my awesome unicorn head?
I'm crazy jealous of it. I'm overcome with jealousy. I hate it. I wish we all had something hilarious on our faces right now.
Man, let me check this again.
By the way, I forgot that I even had it.
With Dave's going, no, that's the idea.
Hold on. Sorry. I was trying to check again to see.
Hang on. Choose video filter. Can I get one? How do I get one?
You have to update your Zoom. Whoa. What? Green screen, Dave.
Oh, background. And effect. Yeah. Virtual backgrounds.
I can, yeah, but blur. That's all I
that's
have.
That's not cool. That's not a unicorn head.
I have a blur.
With hair like Jay. Dude, this is if Jay was a unicorn. This is what his head would look like.
What's up? I'm so emo.
Hey.
How do you blur? I can't even blur it.
That's the only choice I have.
I have no video. I have no... Where? What the fuck would they even call them? Oh, is it backgrounds and filters? Is that what they're under?
Yeah. Everything sucks.
Yeah, this sucks.
Sorry, boys.
All right, only Lewis.
Freddy was truly evil.
It was like a movie that was designed to scare six-year-old children. Like it was the character is like, it's a pedophile who comes back and gets you when you fall asleep.
Yeah,
it's like designed to make you not fall asleep.
It was a burn victim as well. We're failing to recognize how gross burn victims are. Like that was all his whole thing. Like you almost couldn't even make that character today. Because there's probably a million burn victims on TikTok that are like inspiring people and everyone's calling them beautiful.
That's not how we act.
They're like, that's not how we act.
We would never act like that.
That's how all burn victims talk.
Pretty voice. Well, I also agree. It's a three-way agreement that Freddy Krueger is the most iconic. Hands down, most iconic, the song most associated with horror is the Halloween.
Sure.
Yeah.
I guess that's true.
No, like the Freddy's music kind of sucked because it was played on like a Casio keyboard. It was like down, 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 down. It's like almost like doom, you don't even know ding, that it
ding,
is.
Ding, ding. It was pretty eerie, but it's just not that like it doesn't hit as
you hard. You if you heard it, most people wouldn't even go, oh, that's Freddy music. Most people would go, what is that? I know that music, right? It's not that like, yeah, like when you hear.
And there's also the 1-2, Freddy's coming for you.
Yeah, of course.
That's a good one.
That's great. Well, it's also terrifying too. It's like, you know,
I know, by the way, the little girls of the time used to sing that song. That's
one, when they're always implying. It's like, one, it's like
who are you guys, girls, who are you singing about? He goes, the local pedophile who makes razor claws. Honey, why are you guys, what?
Hey, guys, could you stop mocking him and jumping rope on his front lawn and singing that song?
Yeah, Freddy's coming for you.
But yeah, like if you look at like Jason was simply a young boy who drowned in a lake.
Yeah, well,
and.
Yeah, they let him drown because they were all fucking.
They were all fucking smoking weed, which honestly, they were just doing being what
camp counselors.
They were just being cool, trying to have threesomes.
I mean, sure, it doesn't look cool when you see the guy with the two girls walking
at
around.
At 40, I understand how those camp counselors look pretty irresponsible, but at 16, they were fucking rocking ass, dude. Absolutely. Finger banging, smoking weed in the woods. How cool was that?
Oh, so rad.
This little retarded fat kid couldn't get himself. Look at him.
Yeah, by the way, look at his body, dude. Swim.
Yeah, dude.
Everything else, it's such a hilariously bad mask. Like they couldn't even color match his body.
It kind of looks like me.
Nah, dude, you're more handsome. I mean, I see it.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
So yeah, but he dies, and then in the first movie, his mom is actually doing all the killing. Then they kill his mom, and his love for his mother is so strong that it brings him back to life. I mean, this is like he's actually a good dude. He was a fucking sweet kid. Sure, you know, he fucking murders people and murders teenagers in the woods.
I don't know why he needed to kill people in space. That really was just something.
Or in Manhattan. He doesn't really fit in Manhattan, dude.
Well, this has nothing to do with camp count sort of stuff. Like you were a focused a guy on a mission at one point. You've lost sight of the mission.
Now, well, that's the thing. He got a taste for killing, and then
That's the thing that they did in movies for a while in the '90s as well. Was like they would just they almost made fun of it in that Key and Peele sketch about Gremlins too, which is one of the funniest sketches ever. I fucking love that sketch, dude. But they like they would just take the characters and put them in a new setting. So they did that with Jurassic Park as well. They're like, dude, the dinosaurs are in a big city now, and it just makes no sense. But Jason takes Manhattan,
a piece of shit.
Ghost to Hell. They all got sort of bad. None of them were actually really good movies. It was always like the first one was good. Like it was actually like, because back then, like it wasn't like, it was like a moneymaker. They were like, oh, we just got to like put out a script every year so we can take this brand. And so it stopped being like anything except for.
I love Nightmare on Elm Street 1. Nightmare on Elm Street 2 is funny because it's like an iconic gay film. And Elm Street 3, the Dream Warriors were the first three that when I saw them, I thought they were awesome. And then they started to get like, this is dumb. But I've watched every one of them.
Yeah. I used to get excited to the point where like those movies and Rocky, I was such a fan. Like, I remember like when the internet came about when I was in high school, when like ninth, 10th grade, we could start like Googling shit. Right. Like, I remember like just searching for like hints about a Rocky VI movie. And then I found online that there was like one in development for years and they kept them going back with scripts. And I sort of watched the internet from like the ninth grade up until when Rocky Balboa came out, like with bated breath. I was so into the fucking Rocky franchise.
Oh yeah. They were great. So great.
It's so funny. Movies and things come out now. I don't even know. They're like, I said, like Avatar 2 is coming out like next week or something. I'm like, man, remember that would be like such big.
Like Hocus Pocus 2 is coming out as well.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh,
I know that because my house is a very big Hocus Pocus household.
Yeah. Well, it took a long time. It took so long to get to that Avatar 2 that I forgot completely about Avatar.
Oh, shit, 1. Dude. I just realized when I do my next Coke Magic special, it's going to be called Hocus Pocus.
Nice.
Oh, there you go.
Not bad. And good night, everybody.
Dude, Cocus Pocus, Coke Magic 2 is a great name.
It's pretty good, I'll be honest.
Speaking of boxing, we've signed another fight for Ellis Mania at Skankfest.
Ooh, nice. Who's fighting?
Ladies and gentlemen, producer fight this year will be Dylan versus Paco Waco Waco.
Oh, interesting.
Dylan. Or the new Dylan.
No, Dylan.
Dylan.
Versus Paco.
Paco.
That's, I love Dylan, man. I think Paco's going to kill him.
You think he's going to kill him?
Yeah.
Has Dylan trained at all since last time he boxed?
I don't believe so.
No.
It wasn't good last time.
Well, after watching it back a few times last time, there's things that I noticed about Dylan. Like if I had been training Dylan, I could have trained Dylan to beat Harrington. I really think I could.
I must say, I'm not saying he doesn't have the ability to beat either of them. I just think in that situation, I don't know. I think like
if anyone Paco's had trained him, he could have beat Harrington.
Yeah. Paco's on the road with you and Dylan comes on the road sometimes with me and different things are happening on that road. We're going to a lovely lunch. And, smoking pot and you guys are probably up at like 7 a.m. making him film you jog. And so then he has to jog and then.
No, I mean, look, he wrestles you around. He's been coming to training with Diego and me and Harrington, but Paco's been to maybe a half dozen sessions. It's not like but Paco has a lot more awareness of his body. He's got he has a breakdancing background and he's got,
He played soccer, I think.
Yeah. He did judo when he was a little kid.
Where is he compared to Harrington right now?
Harrington, if Harrington and Paco boxed right now, I think Harrington would end up beating Paco, but it'd be closer than it should be. Harrington should be embarrassed of that. I think Paco has, like I said, I watch him go from like session 1 to session 6, and now he has good form. Like, he stands in the right position. He doesn't really fall out of position. His 1-2s are pretty good. Like, he's starting to really throw a three in there, starting to understand how to bob and weave a little bit. Paco has enough awareness of his body that he could go and get good at, or not, not saying good, but he can get good enough to compete and have fun with and be competitive with the style of boxing that we do, which is dumb fucking comedian fights, you know. But if he really committed to it, he's not that old. He's 30 years old. He could probably be like, even when I do jujitsu with him, he just has an awareness of his body, like balance, things that like. You know, he doesn't know jiu-jitsu, so I'll tap out every time, but he does better than he should do. Athletic, it's not even athletic. It's more of an awareness of your body. Because I think Dylan's probably, quote-unquote, more athletic than Paco. But Dylan's a little more, like, awkward.
Right, he might run faster and jump higher.
Jump higher probably has better cardio, you know. But here's the thing. Like, I think that Dylan and Paco are evenly skilled enough. Like neither of them have any skill. It'll be a good fight. Put on headgear. They're not going to hurt each other. If Dylan commits
In fairness, I'm judging completely. Well, one, I'm judging by this whole thing's announced 3 weeks out. And that Dylan also, like, that last fight, like, he was not okay by that second round. It was where
Dylan
punched himself out, like, where he was like, I felt like they should have, like, if they stopped it, I would have been like, yeah, dude, he's like, he can't.
If he would have just paced himself and just sat down on his 1-2, just sit down on it and not start flailing his arms like a lunatic, he could have paced himself for 3 2-minute rounds and could have had a competitive fight. Because if you really look at it, the first round was actually competitive between him and Harrington. All the flailing and the craziness.
A lot of unnecessary movements and shit.
He was throwing those long arms in there. He was hitting him with shit. You know, he's got to just calm down. The problem is when you're all of that, it's very strange when you meet up, even something as dumb as, you know, an LS Mania thing where it's not real fights. It still feels very real, and the nerves kick in, and you know what to do. And then, you know, your instinct to just survive sort of overtakes your thought process.
Well, and we were watching the other day on Yo MMA Rap. We watched a little bit of the clip, and there was this one thing. I don't even remember these details, but we just saw it. But there was one point where Dylan hit him. He hits Harrington, and he gets so excited that he just, like, landed a good shot that he throws maybe 13, 14, just wild shots to fucking follow up, none of which land, you know? And so it's like shit like that, like just being composed after you hit someone.
Yeah, here it is. See, look, good. Look, now he lets Harrington close the distance. He should be using his distance, backing up a little bit, throwing all these wild shots, also super tense. Just doing that, just bracing yourself like that will get you really, it's very tiring. Jay, pause it for a second. Have you ever been into a physical altercation and then the next day, like, your muscles are sore?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, you know, it's a better example than that. Have you ever been like, it's like, I remember the best when me and Kareem Green, when the guys like pulled the gun on us in Maryland and we were driving, I remember like when I gripped like the steering wheel, like when he pulled that gun out, like the next day, like my back was fucked up and it was like, I didn't do anything. It was just tension. Like bracing, like you said, I just like braced, like I was fucking terrified.
That tension, it's so exhausting. And that's why fighting in the beginning is such an exhausting thing. Even like you go in and you're like, I just fought for a minute and you're like, I'm really fucking winded. You don't, and you know, people can go out and they can run, they can sprint marathons, you know. Mm-hmm. It's a famous story in the John Donahue book where he talks about this like world-class like marathon sprinter, like came in to do jujitsu and like, you know, within a minute he's underneath him, you know what I'm saying? And this is a guy who can literally just sprint from Africa, like one of the best athletes he had ever seen. The way he described it, he said,
he's taking sprint from Africa to somewhere.
Dude, he ran on the water, like Jesus. Dude, but he said, like, within a minute, he was like sucking air and started becoming so claustrophobic and paranoid and like just didn't understand the type of, you know, energy that it was going to take to do what he did. And he like got very, very frustrated. But it's like that whole thing, like, Dylan got himself very tired. So if Dylan could just shift down, which, you know, it's if you're fighting somebody without a ton of experience, it's not that hard. Like if you're fighting somebody that's like really good, then you're like, when I fight, like if I spar with somebody who's actually really good, I'm very tired very, very quickly. Whereas if I spar with Harrington, I could just go all day long because I'm not really tense. I'm not really worried about it him hitting me. So yeah, Paco and Dylan, it's officially happening.
Who do you pick? You pick Paco?
Yeah, right now I'm picking Paco based off of Paco's commitment. I think Paco's going to really commit over the next few weeks to do this. And I got to see if Dylan wants to. But if it was just based off, if Dylan committed, completely wholeheartedly committed, I think Dylan could win this fight.
Interesting.
Nice.
I look forward to watching.
Remains to be seen. Tail the tape. Nice.
Yeah. I mean, Dylan's got the length, the youth, you know.
The dick.
I bet he's got a big fat big, dick, huh?
Thick dick. I think Justin saw it and said it was pretty great. Right.
Yeah.
But you know, Justin loves dicks.
He does love
dicks. Has he ever seen a bad one?
It's like a slice of pizza, you know? I mean, we're
even the bad one's good. You guys want to wrap this some bitch up?
Yeah.
Sure thing, bro.
Fun. It's been a fun one.
Enjoy the rest of your trip in Tampa, Lewis. Have good shows.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to everyone coming out. Please fucking get tickets for that Sunday show, folks. Folks,
and Columbus, Ohio. I'll see you guys, and we'll catch you guys live Monday. Yay!
Yeah, Michael Che and Danny Brown on the show.
I'm out for that one. I'll be in Austin, but have fun. I'll miss you.
Guess we'll have fun. We'll catch you guys later this week. Peace.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
A lazy-eyed albino.
Cry for me. Come on. Cry.
I'm a shepherd of shitheads.
Luis Gomez.
Luis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Luis J. Gomez.
If you look at me, I'm going to break your fucking jaw. I want to punch you in your fucking nose. May I punch Uncle Magic in his fucking head.
And comedian Dave Smith.
Fuck you, I ain't got jokes.
I feel like if I wanted to be gay...
Fucking stick your fist up your ass. You have lube?
The Legion of Skanks podcast.
Yo, ding dong, we're done here. Time to go.